This is a story of Chi Chi. He is known as a half-breed Hindan. His father was a Mexican. His mother was an Navajo. He is a half-breed. His father was a full-blooded Mexican, but his mother was full-blooded Navajo. The way he was born, his great-grandfather used to live at, his grandfather came from a place where they call Pecos, New Mexico. It's near Santa Fe, New Mexico, on the south side, so on the east south side. His great-grandfather came from Mexico. His great-grandfather was born in the west side of Mexico State, towards California, and they went to Mexico City. From Mexico City, during the time in 1830 and 1820, they came out of Mexico. During the time when the railroad was going through west to California, here they joined the railroad. During the time they went to Trinidad, New Colorado. It is near Raton, New Mexico. His grandfather came alone from there on the railroad up to Santa Fe. From Santa Fe, his grandfather was married and then made a settlement at Pecos. From there on, my father told me that I was born at Pecos, New Mexico. So it is quite a story about my father. From there on, my grandfather had retired, and my father had to enter the railroad. While we was living at Pecos, I was born at Pecos. It was about 76 years ago. From there on, I went to school at Santa Fe School. I've learned it quite a lot in school. And I went to school at Las Vegas. from there on, my father had worked on the railroad from Santa Fe clear up to Gallup. We've been back, going back and forth all since this time. And then finally, I have decided to get the railroad job too. While we was living in Gallup, I had in love with a Navajo girl. He says, and this is where you came up, he told me. And your mother is an Indian, and I'm a full-blood Mexican. This is the way you are a half-breed, he says. Since then, we live around Gallup for quite a number of years. My father been working in the coal mine in Gallup at the Gumerco. He worked it for many years there. And then finally, my father didn't leave me, but he died in an accident. I was about around 16 years of age. In that time, I went to school, a little, but not too much. I went as far as fifth grade. In these days, school was not so strong, but I went to school. I've learned it my little language in school. But I talk mostly Navajo. I didn't even learn how to talk Mexican. My father is a Mexican, but I never did learn it. Since then, me and my mother moved it back to Tohale, New Mexico. We settled down there for good. My mother's relation lived it there for all their life. We lived it near Two Gray Hills, between Sheep Springs and Two Gray Hills in the canyon. We still live there. I am very proud of myself because of what I have done for my grandchildren and my children. I have worked it very hard for my living. I have done a good thing for my family before Mr. Collier had entered the Commissioner of Indian Affairs. I had raised some sheep up to 600 head or more, and I gave them out to my children. a certain amount of sheep, about 50 to 60 head of sheep. I gave them out to them. And this is where I said that I have done pretty good for myself in my family. I'm not worrying at all. My children wouldn't say that my father didn't done anything for me in the past life of his. They wouldn't say that because I gave them what they needed. Today, I go among them, among my grandchildren too. I don't work. I'll get a little money from my security during my early days. I don't get much, but I live by it with my family. My mother had passed away quite a number of years ago. And she done the same thing with me. She gave me all what she had. What my father made it for us. My father was a very good man. He built up our sheep for us. And then from there on, when he died, I took his place. I added some more sheep on top of what he made. From here, I gave it to my children. So, I'm not worrying at all or crying for what I have done. I think I have done my part to make a little stock for my children. Most of my children, I've got two in Window Rock. I got a girl married in Phoenix. They are both working. And I have some more grandchildren are getting ready to graduate. So, what I think of myself, I haven't lose out for what I have done in my earliest days. So, my grandfather and my father had quite a story, but most of the story I have learned it from them. I have forgotten part of it. My father, and my grandmother has been telling me about my mother has told some story about the time of her young age. She says that she was born during the time of the Long Walk. I am 76 years old now. She says that during her time